HAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight. Hastings College getting ready to take on the number 5 ranked team in the country, the Dort Defenders, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, down the stretch, we've got 6 teams now vying for the 3 remaining spots left open in the GPAC postseason tournament. It's going to be a scramble to the end.
Well, it is. We're definitely in control of our own destiny here and just got to find a way to get back on track. You know, this is going to be our 4th game in a row against the top 4 opponents in our league. So it's been a tough stretch for us from that standpoint, just that, you know, we just can't seem to catch a break with the scheduling from that matter. But, you know, with anybody in this league, whether it's Dort tonight or Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday or Mount Marty on Saturday, there's just not a – there's not one you can look at your schedule when you're an average team and say that's one that we're going to win just on sheer talent and everything that's happened to us this year. So – we're going to have to be dialed in, and I think, again, as I mentioned, we control our own destiny, and we have an opportunity to still ultimately achieve our goal, and that's to make right now the conference tournament, because you can't get anywhere beyond the conference tournament until you make it.
One extra day to really get ready for this ball game because of the snow out from Saturday, but now we got 3 games this week with Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Has that changed anything for us?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, it puts a little more you know, you're going to try and have to find a time to rest guys in some capacity here tonight, just because to get, you know, a win tonight is going to take a tremendous effort from your best players. And because when you're facing a team such as Dort, you know, usually you face this team, you have a full day off your feet on a Sunday. And then, you know, you have an opportunity to kind of get yourself back into the mix on Monday and Tuesday before you play on Wednesday. Now we don't have that, you know, so we've got, don't have time to hang our head or make excuses or anything. We're just going to have to come out and compete. And, you know, hopefully the good thing about it, I think our kids will probably appreciate the fact that we don't have to worry about practice a great deal this week, because there'll just be so much game planning and game preparation.
More bad news coming out of the Bronco camp. We lose our starting point guard in Nate Olson in a practice-related incident. Talk about that, and how's that going to change our rotation?
Well, first and foremost, it just takes, you know, what is, you know, developed into our best leader and our most stable person within the program, the kid that was doing the most things for us on and off the court, and you know, a guy that's one of your only 2 seniors, and the guy that in regard to upperclassmen was really the one that was contributing the most to us for the entire season, and it's an unfortunate deal. You know, just hurt himself yesterday at practice, and it doesn't look like it's going to be something he's going to be able to come back from, just because it's something that he's battled every day up to this point. So ultimately, we've got to find a way to replace that, and we'll turn the reins back over to Brady Lawman, who had kind of taken a secondary point guard role to Nate since we made the change way back, probably around Thanksgiving. You know, Brady's very capable, of course. He's a very highly touted player coming in, and I think he's done some good things for us, but it's a level of consistency that we're going to probably miss the most with that spot, you know. So Alex Thayer will be asked to do some things, I suppose. You know, Dane Bacon, and we've got a couple kids that have been JV players in the mix there that are going to come in and at least give us some relief and a little bit better idea what we can prepare for in a practice setting.
Might be kind of a tough thing here this week with the 3 games this week. That's one of the most important positions out there.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and Brady had already been playing a ton of minutes, and it's not something that, you know, we intended to do, obviously, so... it's something that's, you know, definitely going to challenge our crew, and it, you know, it's just going to be a little bit different feel in the locker room and a little bit different voice out on the floor, because Nate was doing such a good job for us, just getting us into things and holding some people accountable and kind of being the captain of the ship, so to speak. And like you said, I guess before we went on air, he's kind of your quarterback out there, and that's exactly what Nate had done for us. So it's going to hurt us, there's no doubt, but we're going to have to just find a way to adapt and adjust, and hopefully we can, you know, get some maturity coming into these last 4 or 5 games and see where we sit.
Broncos coming off of a loss the other night, last Wednesday in Fremont to Midland, 86-77, with the exception of Tobin Reinwald, who had 28 points in the ball game. Not much good came out of that one.
Oh, it wasn't. Just a very disheartened effort, you know, first and foremost. I just didn't think we competed as well as we need to, and that's kind of been, you know, our MO. Will compete well for 2 or 3 games, and it seems like we take a couple games off of the competitive factor, and we're just not And not that we don't have the talent. We're just not as dialed in. We're just not as focused. We're just not as diligent in our preparation on a daily basis as we need to be. And you know, our team has got to mature and grow up at some point. And you know, we've said it a million times on the air, you can't teach these kids how to grow facial hair. It's just something that kids have to do. It's a natural process, and you try and prod things along as a coach, and you try and point out examples of good maturity and then examples of bad maturity, whether it's on or off the floor, and just hope the kids at some point fall in line and kids learn to understand that it's a team game. We don't need anybody to consistently get 28 a night. You know, we're better at our best games. We have 4 and 5 people in double figures, and we share the ball better, we take care of the ball better, and we compete better. So all those things being said, those are some of the tougher things to teach, you know, as a coach. And whether we haven't done a good enough job of teaching it, or whether our pupils, so to speak, haven't been done a good enough job in the classroom, we just haven't gotten it done. And we've got to continue to fight, and we've got to continue to compete and find our way through this.
It's a frustrating thing, because we have seen some glimpses of good basketball throughout the year. This team has the capabilities. This team has the talent to be very good.
We have. I mean, we've beaten Briarcliff. We've beaten McPherson, who's up to number 4 in the country, one of the only 2 blemishes on their record. We've beaten a team in NAI Division I at Columbia, who's number 21 in Division I polls. You know, early on, Sterling College was ranked in the top 20, and they're right there knocking on the door of being ranked again, and played very well against a number 4 or 5 team, or excuse me, 6 or 7 team in Bellevue University. So, yeah, we have. We've played very good basketball, but it's just the consistency factor, and I don't know how many times we've had to allude to that on the air, but if I had a nickel for every time I've said it, I'd probably be buying us both a big steak dinner right now, Mike, because it's just a repetitive theme, and we're still trying to break through some of the walls that we were back in November.
Face a team tonight that is number 5 in the country. They are 22-3 in the season, 13-3 in the GPAC. They already have a 21-point win over us in Sioux Center, so this is going to be a tough one tonight.
It is, you know, and it's going to be a team that comes in and playing very, very well right now, and a team that poses so many different problems because they've got size and they've got shooters and they've got the ability to get to the paint off the dribble, and they're a very well-coached team. I think they're leading the conference in points per game, and I think they're number 1 or number 2 in defensive field goal percentage. They're holding their opponents to a very low margin there. So there's no doubt that we're going to have to be dialed in, and we're going to have to make sure that we negate runs of 5 or more points, and we got to keep those runs to a minimum unless we're going to be able to answer. And is it out of the realm of possibility? Absolutely not. You know, we've done very well against these people. Even earlier this year, we had one probably 5 to 7 minute stretch of the second half that things kind of got away from us and we couldn't answer. But it was a tighter. I think we were down 2 at halftime, you know, the first time we played these folks. So, again, we're just going to have to play well for a longer period of time. And I think if our kids can somehow find that thing that's been missing, which is very hard to put your finger on from time to time, I think we've got a very good opportunity to finish this season on a very positive note.
So with AU coming down their roster, they got so many weapons out there. They got a third team, I think, All-American from a season ago, and the Waldorf kid who's averaging 15.5 points per ball game. Cliff Warner is a guy who scored against us last time, 19 points against us the first time around. They got 3 or 4 other guys also in double figures. So this is going to be a tough team to defend tonight.
Yeah, they really are. And I think that the thing that makes them so difficult is they're so disciplined. They execute their scheme very well. The first many possessions as they play, you know, they only turn it over about 13 times a game, which, you know, when you average 85 points a game, that's a pretty small margin in percentages. So they are, they're just so well balanced. And I think, you know, at any given time, they've got a player, you know, in their top 7 that could probably get you for 20 if you're not on top of your game. So their strengths right now are our weaknesses, and we're doing the best that we can to fight through those things as far as the defense and the rebounding is concerned. You know, knock on wood, I typically don't worry about us scoring the ball overly well, especially when there's a possession game like there is tonight. But we're going to have to definitely be dialed in and make sure that we can match them for points, and we're going to have to be able to get some key stops at crucial times.
Is the Waldorf kid, is he the big gun to stop tonight?
Well, I think he is, from a standpoint that he gets you in ways that, you know, you don't necessarily drive. They don't run anything for him. You know, he just goes and gets offensive rebounds, and he gets to the foul line, and he beats you in transition. He's just a kid's a workaholic, you know, and he's the kind of kid that at the end of the night you think he did a pretty good job of, and he's 6 of 9 from the floor, and, you know, 3 of 4 from the foul line, and he's got, you know, 7 rebounds, and 4 of them are offensive, and, you know, a couple steals, and he's one of those kind of players that just kind of flies under the radar until you look at the post-game stat sheet. So he's a kid that you don't necessarily game plan, as goofy as that may sound. You can't really game plan to stop him. It's just going to take a physical and a mental effort to keep him off the boards and keep him out of scoring positions.
And the Warner kid, like we mentioned, a good outside shooter, hit 19 against us the first time around. I think he had a game winner against us last year in the ball game, played up in Sioux Center. So he's another guy we'll have to rein in tonight.
He is, you know, and he's, again, if you look at him, he's not a kid that's necessarily a jet getting up and down the floor. He doesn't necessarily, you know, just wow you with athleticism, but he's probably the smartest player in our league. I mean, he really knows where his strengths and weaknesses fall, and he doesn't play outside of himself very darn often. Not much that we've seen anyway. Takes good shots, and he's the kind of kid that can beat you if he scores 19 or if he scores 9. Just because he's going to distribute the ball so well and he gets them in their stuff, and he's just so clever with things. So he's definitely the captain of their team as far as on the court stuff, and he's just a guy that you just got to keep in front of you, and you just got to make him work and take away his floor vision as much as possible.
Like we said earlier, it might be like plugging a dam with as many weapons as they got here, Coach. Who are we going to have to stop tonight? Or what are we going to have to do to stop this team?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to defend in the post. We've got to be able to guard one-on-one. And that's the area that we've had the most trouble with defensively, is in our low post and rebounding out of that area too. So our bigs have got to do a much better job. I know our bigs have done a pretty good job of scoring the basketball in most games this year. But we've got to stop, you know, the bleeding. We can't allow guys to get, you know, catches with a foot in the paint. We've got to keep people off the boards. And our guards have got to do a better job of cleaning up, because I think, you know, a lot of times the rebounding woes fall on your bigs. But I think up and down the line, I would probably grade our bigs as far as blocking out at probably a B+, but we just haven't had a lot of consistent effort from our guards getting in there and cleaning it up. So, again, we're rolling back on the same thing as far as a focus or a consistency factor within our defensive play.
Defense has been a thorn in our side. I think we allowed 62% shooting against this team first time around, so obviously we'll have to do a much better job shutting them down in that angle.
Well, and a lot of times it was on second chance points, you know, that got us. I mean, we've been okay as far as limiting people to one good shot, but when they're getting 2 and 3 in the same possession, it really makes it difficult, because then you're really scrambling and you're playing help and recover defense all over the floor, and that's when you're going to get mismatches and things like that. So I think if we can limit them to one shot and almost keep a time of possession factor in the back of our mind, when we're rebounding the ball and just making sure that we're getting great shots on the other end, we'll have an opportunity to win this.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the Aquaman Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and number 5-ranked Dorts. Hastings coming into the ball game tonight with a record of 11 wins and 14 losses on the season. The Broncos sitting at 5-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos have lost 4 out of their last 5 ball games. Their only win during the streak was back there on January the 18th. The Broncos beat Doan by the score of 70-68. During this stretch, we have
dropped a game to Dakota Wesleyan, 78-75. We have lost to Briar Cliff, 74-58. Dropped one to Northwestern, 79-71. And lost to Midland the other night by a score of 86-77. The Broncos, one of six teams right now battling for a playoff spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. There is a log jam at the bottom of the GPAC standings, and Hastings, one of the teams battling for the remaining three spots. You've got Dort out on top. The defenders are 13-3. They're 22-3 on the season. Briar Cliff is next in line at 12-4. Then you've got Northwestern at 10-5. Midland is at 10-7. They've got Morningside in there in the number five spot at 9-8. And the rest of the conference, Concordia at 6-9. Dakota Wesleyan at 6-10. Mount Marty at 6-10. Nebraska Wesleyan at 6-11. Hastings at 5-10. And Doan at 5-11. So out of those last remaining six teams, three remaining spots in the GPAC postseason tournament will be filled here in the next 2 weeks or so. As we mentioned, Dort coming in, they've lost only three games all season long. They dropped one in Sioux City to Briar Cliff, 88-83. They lost in Fremont against Midland, 76-71. And they dropped a 95-84 decision to Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. Since then, they have picked up three straight wins, though, winning at Morningside, 83-74. Winning at home against Briar Cliff, 75-53, and winning at home to Northwestern, 86-72. So Briar Cliff, the number five ranked team in the country, 22-3 in the season, 13-3 in the conference, number one in the GPAC in scoring offensively. Hastings will have a tough task here tonight, holding this team down. 83.5 points per ball game is their scoring average. They give up 70.5 on the defensive end. Hastings averaging 72.4 points per ball game on offense, giving up 74.8 on the defensive end. You heard head coach Lance Creech during the pregame show. Hastings losing their point guard yesterday in practice. Nate Olson, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk, has a dislocated kneecap, and he is not expected to play. In fact, he may be lost for the season as Olson is on crunches on the bench for Hastings College, and his spot will be filled by Brady Lohman, who was the starting point guard for Hastings early in the season before it was taken away by Nate Olson. He's been playing at point guard since about the Thanksgiving tournament that we had here. And Nate's done a great job, but he's going to be lost now, at least for a while, for Hastings College as he's on the bench with a dislocated kneecap, and he will not play here tonight. So it's Hastings and Dort coming up. We've got the starting lineups and more as Bronco basketball continues in 1 minute.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort defenders from Sioux Center, Iowa, Cliff Warner will get a start, a 5'11" junior from Altoona, Iowa. He's averaging 13 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Austin Katchy is a 6'4" and sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Trevor Walderstorff, who is a third-team All-American from a season ago, 6'4", a junior from Sioux Center. He is averaging 15 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Kyle Lindberg, a 6'6" and sophomore from Margate, Florida. He is averaging 9 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. And then Jordan Vogel, a 6'7" junior out of Rock Valley, Iowa. He is averaging 13 points and 6.6 rebounds per game.
For Hastings College, they would go with Brent Wells, a 6'4" and sophomore out of St. Paul. Wells is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" and sophomore out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 11 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" inch junior out of Kearney, averaging 7.5 points, 1 rebound per game. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", a sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 17.5 and 6.1 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8 inch junior out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 14 points and 4.8 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineup is brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Broncos control the opening tip. There's Wells. His bounce pass deflected. It is loose out here in the 3-point territory. The ball still being juggled around a little bit. It's picked up by Reinwald. Reinwald gets the ball now to Wells over here to Dane Bacon. Bacon down in the corner to a Brady Lohman. Dort very good defensively, very good offensively. Ranked number 5 in the country. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Marvin spinning away, going for the basket. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin gets the Broncos out on top. 2-0 is the score. Dort shooting guard basket to our right. Dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold here tonight. Hastings in their home standing white. Trimmed and lettered in the crimson as they pound the ball inside to Lindbergh. Right side of the lane. Lindbergh backs up, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Reinwald. The ball is recovered here by Brady Lohman. Here comes Hastings down the right sideline. Dane Bacon has got it. Now to Marvin at the free throw line. Jake stops, comes out here to Brady Lohman. Lohman gets it out here to Dane Bacon over on the wing on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. He drives into the lane, goes down in the corner to Marvin for 3. Shot is up there, is no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. A personal foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Brent Wells. That's going to be his first team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. The other GPAC women's ball game played tonight, Northwestern lost to Concordia. Concordia 76, Northwestern 62. Hastings won tonight over Dort by the score of 67-58. Here's Dort with the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. Warner has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Jordan Vogel. Vogel takes it into the lane. His shot over Marvin is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin has got the ball for the Broncos down the right sideline. Comes to the near side down to Lohman. Lohman takes it down to the baseline. Kicks it out down in the corner to Jake Marvin. Now to Reinwald at the free throw line. Stops in the lane. Down in the corner. There's Lohman. Shot for 3. Good. Brady Lohman hits a 3-ball from deep in the left corner. The Broncos out on top, 5-0. Hastings, when we played this team up in Sioux Center, got out to a 14-point lead in the first half and couldn't keep it as Hastings was beaten up there by a score of 98-77. Dort went on a huge second-half run right at the beginning of the second half to pull that game out. Hastings with a 5-0 lead here with Dort. And here's a kicking violation on Lohman. So Hastings getting a 3-pointer from Brady Lohman, a 2-pointer from Jake Marvin. 5-0 is the score. The Broncos out on top. We're 2 minutes in the contest here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. They play things in. A shot taken by Vogel, no good. Rebound comes down to Vogel here on the near sideline. Jordan Vogel misses an easy one there for Dort. There on the right side is going to be Waldersdorf. His shot is up there and in. Trevor Waldersdorf, their leading scorer, averaging 15 points per ball game, hits a 10-foot jumper from the right side. 5-2 the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Reinwald comes over here to Lohman, deep in the corner on the left side. Back out to Tobin in 3-point territory. Bacon has got it on the wing. Now to Jake Marvin, top of the key. Two-headed pass back down in the corner. Lohman has got it. Lohman dribbles down to baseline, gets it out of Reinwald. He drives for the hole. His reverse layup is up there. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-17 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos 5 and Dort 2. Men's college basketball here tonight. Lohman looking. They get it to a Jake Marvin. Spins in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Lohman comes back out on top to Dane Bacon. Bacon behind the screen. Camping up a shot. Now to Reinwald. Losing on the wing on the left side. Tobin dribbling on the ball. Sends it back out on top. That's Lohman. Brady goes over on the wing on the right side. Dane Bacon has got it. Bacon gets it out to Lohman. Takes the left side of the lane. Gives it away now to a Jake Marvin. Marvin at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scoring there for Hastings. He's averaging 17 points per ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-2. So a good start here by the Broncos. 16:40 remaining here in the first half. Lindbergh has got the ball. Now to Warner. Bounce pass goes down low to Akachi. Comes back out on top to a Cliff Warner. He had a game winner against the Broncos a year ago. They found it down low. Here's a shot up there. It's good by Jordan Vogel, and he's fouling the play. Jordan Vogel gets the field goal there for Dort. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Marvin of Hastings. That's going to be his first. And now Vogel goes to the free throw line for the Dort defenders. Vogel, a 66% foul shooter on the season. Dort as a team is hitting 71% from the line. That is fifth in the conference. So Jordan Vogel to the free throw line. Vogel's shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a three-point play here by Jordan Vogel. 7-5 the score now. The Broncos up by 2 points here. A substitute coming in now for Vogel. Hastings comes back with the ball. That's a Brent Wells. Gets into the offensive zone as they get it down there to Reinwald. Not a woman on the wing on the left side. Brady sends it to a Jake Marvin. Out of Reinwald, on the wing, dribble penetration, takes the ball to the goal, and shot, it's up there and in. Tobin Reinwald hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 9-5 to score. The Broncos with a 4-point lead. There comes a Warner back for the Dort defenders. Goes on the far sideline to Lindbergh. Now down in the corner. Waldersdorf has got it. Comes out on top to Warner. He loses the ball out of bounds. Cliff Warner lets someone slide through his fingertips out of bounds. The first turnover on Dort. Hastings College will play things in. Broncos have the lead over the Dort defenders. The score is 9-5. We played about 4.5 minutes here in the ballgame. There's Bacon. His pass down on the baseline. Nearly lost out of bounds, but Marvin grabs it. Now spins the baseline. Goes for the basket. A shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos have a 6-point lead. 11-5 is the score. There's a Cliff Warner coming into the offensive zone to Waldersdorf down there in the corner. On the left side, Waldersdorf open, takes the shot 12 feet away. Good. Trevor Waldersdorf scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. A third-team All-American from a season ago, averaging 15.5 points per ball game. 11-7 is the score. Lohman has got it out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner to Bacon. Now to Lohman again. Sends it left side to Reinwald. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald rings the gong from three-point range. And the Broncos have doubled the score early on Dort. 14-7 is the score. They work it inside down as Severs is into the ballgame. Severs gives it away to Waldersdorf. He drives for the hole and scores. Trevor Waldersdorf now with six. 14-9 the score. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Lohman has got it. Gives it away down in the corner to Jake Marvin. Marvin puts it on the floor. Bounce pass down the right sideline as they get it to Lohman. Now they reverse the ball. Gets it over here to Reinwald. On the high post, they get it to Wells out here just beyond the three-point circle. Wells sends it over here to Marvin, dribbles into the lane, goes for the hole, and Marvin stuffs it. 16-9, Hastings with a lead as the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Jake Marvin takes it to the hole and stuffs it for the Broncos. 14-23 remaining. Now Flynn's going to come into the ball game. Marvin's going to check out. Wells is also going to check out of the ball game. Here comes Drew Danielson in. And also coming in will be Charles Ferguson. So Hastings has got a 7-point lead early. 16-9 is the score over Dort. Here's Sean Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser double team, gets the ball away now to Waldersdorf. Underneath the hole to get it to a Severs. Severs gets it away. There's a shot up there, no good by Waldersdorf, and a foul is called. This is Tyler Waldersdorf into the ball game now. He is fouled in a play by Drew Danielson. That's going to be Drew's first. So now we've got the other Tyler Waldersdorf in there, a 6'5" freshman out of Sioux Center. This is Tyler at the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's good. He's a 58% foul shooter on the season. He was 24 out of 41 coming into the ball game here tonight, 16-10. Hastings with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Waldersdorf. 16-11 now. Hastings with a lead. We played about 6 minutes of the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Dort is in a man-to-man defense. Goes over to Charles Ferguson on the wing on the right side. Now to Dylan Flynn inside the free throw circle. Flynn has to get rid of it. Does. Reinwald over here on the left side. Reinwald right at the top of the arc. Sends it back inside to Flynn. The ball poked away. Picked up by Ferguson. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Severs. Chris Severs with the rebound there for the defenders. Hands it away now to Cliff Warner. Warner hustles back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Gets it away now to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser picked up there by Woolman. He moved over to Waldersdorf on the wing on the left side. Takes it down on the baseline. Spins. Puts up a shot over Ferguson. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass comes to Reinwald. Reinwald against Warner. Ball tipped away from Reinwald. Picked up by Cliff Warner. A turnover on Hastings. Cliff brings her back the other way. He sends it inside to Severs. This passing will be kicked by the Broncos. And it'll be Dort playing things in. Lindberg comes back in. Here comes Jordan Vogel back in now for Dort. This is a big basketball team. The defenders just keep bringing them in off of the bench. 16 to 11 is the score. It's a 5-point lead for Hastings. There's a Lindberg with the ball. He gives it up out here to Sean Kaiser. He tries to penetrate inside, gets it away to Warner. He drives it down the lane. A pass underneath, and a foul is going to be called. Going up for the shot there was a Jordan Vogel, and a foul is going to be called here on Flynn of Hastings. So the first foul on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. The defender is not yet with a personal foul here in the first half. Vogel to the free throw line for Dort. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Dort has hit their first 4 free throw attempts here in the ball game tonight. The defender is back to within 4 points at 16-12. And Hastings playing without Nate Olson tonight, out with a dislocated kneecap. One of the starters for the Broncos. Here comes Jordan Vogel back to the free throw line. His shot is up there, is good. So it's a 16-13 ball game now. The Broncos still with a lead. Hastings jumped out to a 5-0 lead in this one. There's Bacon with the ball, gets it inside to Flynn, spins on the baseline, double team. Now wings it back out here to Ferguson. Ferguson to Alex Thayer, who's into the ball game, to Danielson. Now to Thayer, to Ferguson. Trying to penetrate inside, can't do it. Back out to Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Got a foul call on the rebound. Lindberg was knocked down in the play. The foul is going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos. 12:43 remaining here in the first half. Hastings with a lead over the Dort defenders. The score is 16-13. Non-shooting foul here, so Cliff Warner will bring the ball back up for the defenders. Goes over to Lindberg, now to Warner. Over here on the right side to Kaiser. He holds the ball, gets it down here to Jordan Vogel. Cross-court pass goes to Warner. Shot for 3. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Lindberg. Brings it back out into 3-point territory. Now to Vogel. Vogel hands it away out here. They get it to a Sean Kaiser. Now to Cliff Warner again. Now to Kaiser. Kaiser at the top of the key. High post to get it to Sievers. Now right side to Vogel. Short jumper is up there. It's no good. Rebound on Sievers. Sievers battling for the ball. Now it's knocked loose and it's picked up by Hastings. Drew Danielson has got the ball for the Broncos down the right sideline. Ferguson comes to the near side to Bacon. Back out on top to Danielson. Now to Ferguson for 3. Shot is up there. He buries it. Charles Ferguson hits the 3-pointer there for Hastings. 19-13. Broncos again with a 6-point lead. 11:46 to play here in the first half. Lindberg to Warner. Now right side of the wing. That's Kaiser. Sievers has got it inside. Back out to Kaiser. His 3-pointer put up there and in. Sean Kaiser hitting 43% of his 3-pointers so far this year. He buries his first try here. It's 19-16. Now the ball is going to be tipped away. Now the scramble is on timeout. It's going to be called here by Hastings. As down on the ground was Dane Bacon right in front of the scorer's table. He's got to burn a timeout to save the possession as he was going to be tying up on the play. So we've got a timeout, 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's Hastings 19, Dort 16.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Adams Central. Begins at 6 with the guys to follow at 7:45. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 19, Dort 16. Men's college basketball here tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game. Not a woman. Entry pass to get it inside to Marvin. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the bucket. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin now with 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings out to a 5-point lead. 21-16. Here's a Jordan Vogel with the ball now for Dort. Gets it away to Austin Katchy, who's into the ballgame again. Katchy comes out here to a Walderstorff. Now to Katchy, just to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass deflected away by Marvin. He tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. So it'll be Dort playing things in. They got 21 seconds left in the shot clock. 10:46 remaining here in the first half, 21-16. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Dort will play things in. Warner gets it down to Kaiser. Kaiser gets it away to Walderstorff. Back to Kaiser to Walderstorff, and his shot is up and in. Trevor Walderstorff scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game, 21-18. Hastings still leading by three. Broncos have the ball. Woolman goes over to Alex Thayer. Now to Brady Woolman. Out here in 3 point territory to Bacon. Fakes the three. Takes it inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Now to Marvin. Marvin hands it away to Alex Thayer now. Alex Thayer, left side of the lane. They get it inside to Jake Marvin with his back to the basket. Out to Bacon again. He tries to dribble it inside, down in the corner. That's going to be Woolman. His shot off of the short baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Warner. Warner has got it now with the defenders down by 3 points. Cliff brings it back. A pass deflected, picked up underneath the hole there by Jordan Vogel, and he lays it in. The pass was deflected, but right into the hands of Jordan Vogel, and he lays it in. 21-20 is the score now. He sings with a one-point lead. Broncos have led the first 10 minutes of this ball game. Here's Alex Thayer, drives to the hole and scores. Alex Thayer finds a seam of the defense and takes it to the basket and scores. The Broncos back out to a three-point lead. 23-20. Here's Sean Kaiser back now for Dortz. Two-handed pass comes over here to Warner for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Cliff Warner nails the tray there for the Dort defenders. And we're now tied up at 23 points apiece with 9.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Warner is number one in the conference in three-pointers made, and he buries one right there. They'll pull the Dort defenders into a tie here. Hastings working with the ball in their offensive zone. Still 17 seconds left in the shot clock. Wolman out here by the 10-second line. Goes over to Reinwald on the wing on the right side behind the screen now from Marvin. They try to get the ball to Marvin, and they throw the ball out of bounds. A pick and roll on the right side of the lane there, and they threw it too far. The Broncos turn it away for the second time here in this first half. So now Dort has a chance to pull ahead for the first time here. We are tied up at 23 points apiece. We've hit the 9-minute mark. Here's a Lindbergh with the ball for Dort. Goes to Warner. Now to Walderstorff on the wing. They go down low, and a shot is up and in, and he's fouled with the play. That's Austin Catchy scoring down there for Dort, and the personal foul is going to be called on Dane Bacon. That's going to be his first. So Catchy goes to the free throw line now for Dort. He's an 87% foul shooter in the season, 41 out of 47. So Dort has their first lead here at the 8:53 mark of the first half. It's 25-23 with Catchy going to the free throw line here for Dort. Trying to make this a three-point play. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Reinwald with the rebound. Broncos are down for the first time now. 2 points, 25-23. Brady Lohman on the dribble. Takes it to the right sideline. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Back to the right side. The shot by Bacon is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. So a three-pointer thrown up there by Bacon from the wing on the right side that would not go. And now the Dort defenders will come back. This is T.J. Malone, who is into the ball game now. A 5'10" senior out of Chicago. Malone with the ball on the right wing. Malone sends it inside. That's going to be Jordan Vogel. Vogel puts up a shot over Marvin. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped up there. And now we got a personal foul called on Dort. A foul is going to go on Trevor Walderstorff. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Dort. 8:19 to play here in the first half, 25-23. Hastings is down by 2 points. Lohman has got the ball for the Broncos. On the dribble goes to Brent Wells on the wing. Out of Jake Marvin. Tobin Reinwald still out here in three-point territory. The Lohman on the wing looking to penetrate. Now he does. Takes it into the paint. Bounce pass underneath to Tobin Reinwald. And shot is up. It's good. And he's fouled in the play. Nice pass by Lohman. Reinwald gets the field goal. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. As a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Lindbergh. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game, Tyler Walderstorff. Seavers checking back in there as well. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line for the Broncos. 9 points in the ball game. Hastings has tied the score again. And the free throw is up and in. So a three-point play, and Hastings has the lead again at 26-25. There's Lindbergh with the ball. Nearly lost it. Now it's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted here by Reinwald. He drives to the hole and scores. Reinwald gets it on the turnover from Dort. That's the defender's second turnover of the ball game. Reinwald with 11 points here in the first half. Check that, 12 points already in the first half for Reinwald. 28-25. Hastings back out to a three-point lead. Chris Seavers with the ball with his back to the basket. Spins, goes for the hole. The shot is up there, no good. Ball tipped out. Catchy has got it. Catchy now to Malone out here in three-point territory. The Catchy is three-pointers put up there. It's no good. Ball rolls out here on the left side. It's picked up by Bacon of Hastings. 28-25. Broncos have a three-point lead. Tobin Reinwald back on the dribble. His pass to the near side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Malone. He goes for the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down by Reinwald. And the ball is recovered by Bacon. The Tobin Reinwald down the right sideline. There's Brady Lohman running back the other way. Stops at the free throw line. Gives it away to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bacon with a rebound. Lohman fires up a three. His shot good. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Brady Lohman. Hastings out to a six-point lead. 31-25. Here's T.J. Malone with the ball on the dribble to the right wing. Top of the key. Lindbergh's got it. Catchy now. Free throw line extended left side. Into Severs. He puts up a little hook shot up there. It's up and in. Chris Severs, he is a load inside there for the defender. 6'7", a junior. Big stocky kid. It's a four-point lead for Hastings. Brady Lohman has got it. Not a Tobin Reinwald. Out to Dane Bacon. The ball is going to be tipped away again by Malone. The scramble is on. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will get it on the Hastings College turnover. Three turnovers now on Hastings. Bacon will check out. Here comes Alex Thayer back into the ball game for the Broncos. 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dort by the score of 31-27. Dylan Flynn into the ball game. Wells will check out. So Dort is trailing by 4 points here. They're the fifth-ranked team in the nation as they come to Hastings here tonight. Hastings now going to go to a zone defense. Here's the Kaiser with the ball on the wing. Takes it down in the corner. Now to Severs. Kicks it back out to Walderstorff. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped out. Picked up by Kaiser. Now to Malone. Dort keeps it alive here on their offensive end. Malone moves it on the dribble to the right wing. Takes it down in the corner. That's a Walderstorff inside to Severs. Powers his way to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Brady Lohman. Lohman gets the ball to the far sideline. Out of Alex Thayer. His shot from 17. He buries it. Timeout now for Dort as Hastings has opened up a... Oh, hold on here. No timeout. Somebody was just warned for touching the ball as it went through the hole there. 33-27 as the score. The Broncos have the lead. No timeout. So it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 33-27. Hastings with a lead with 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Sean Kaiser with the ball now. Kaiser on the wing. Dribbles to his right. Sends it on the high post to a Severs. He's double-teamed. Chris Severs back outside the ring to a Cliff Warner. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball there is Jordan Vogel. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Dylan Flynn with the rebound gets it away to Lohman to the far sideline. It's Tobin Reinwald. Down on the baseline, short jumper is up there. It's off the front iron, no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. A check that's going to go on 43 of Dort. That's going to go on Jordan Vogel. It's going to be his first. So Hastings will play things in. Flynn has got the ball. Now to Marvin. His short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Vogel. Hastings with a six-point lead, 33-27. 5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Cliff Warner has got the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Sean Kaiser. High post, Jordan Vogel. Back out to Warner in three-point territory. Behind the screen, fires up a three. A shot not good. Cliff Warner, number one in the conference in three-pointers made, and he's hit two of them here in this one. 33-30 is the score. Dort now trailing by 3 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Alex Thayer. Thayer behind the screen. Doesn't use it. Sends it to the left side of the lane. Down here on the baseline. Flynn has got it now. Dylan Flynn in trouble. Gets away to Reinwald. Goes for the hole and scores. Tobin Reinwald scores again. Tobin now with 14. 35-30. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Cliff Warner with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side on the high post. Now to Jordan Vogel at the free throw line. Gives it up now to Warner. Now to a Vogel. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Jake Marvin with the ball. Now to Alex Thayer. Running down the left sideline. Cross-court pass goes to Lohman. Lohman takes it into the lane. Hops to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Lohman. Goes back up. His shot no good. Rebound Flynn. Kicks it out to a wide open Reinwald for three. Shot good. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up an 8-point lead over the fifth-ranked team in the nation. 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Dort 30.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College with a lead over Dort by a score of 38-30. In the women's ball game tonight, Hastings beat Dort 67-58. The only other game going on in the GPAC tonight for the women, it was in Seward, and Concordia beat Northwestern by a score of 76-62. They're playing a men's game in Seward tonight as well. Hastings has looked pretty good here in the first half. The Broncos with just three turnovers in the ball game. Tobin Reinwald is a man on fire. Reinwald has got 17 points already in the basketball game. We got 3:45 to play here in the first half. It's a Dort coming back with the basketball now. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense. Waldersdorf comes out to Warner. Warner working against the Thayer. Moves it to the right side. There's a pass down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. They get it to a Trevor Waldersdorf. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his second. So Trevor Waldersdorf now goes to the free throw line for Dort. He's already got four field goals in the ball game, 8 points. 64% foul shooter on the season. Broncos have got an 8-point lead. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Trevor Waldersdorf. He will get one more. Waldersdorf scored 13 points the last time we played up in Sioux Center when the defenders beat Hastings by 21. Next shot is up there is good by Waldersdorf, so he hits a couple of free throws. Here comes Dane Bacon into the ball game now for Hastings. Dylan Flynn will check out. 38-32 is the score. It's a 6-point lead now for Hastings. The Broncos have the ball. Brady Woolman on the trot brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Left-handed dribble. Gets it to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson back to Woolman down in the corner on the left side. Out to Ferguson. Dribble penetration spins at the elbow. Gives it away now to Bacon. Bacon down to Marvin here on the left side of the lane. Working that to baseline. Spins and can't put up a shot. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman with a basketball. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10 feet away. A shot good. Brady Loma gets the field goal there. On a short jumper, he's got 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings again with an 8-point lead at 40-32. We're down to 2:50 to play here in the first half. They lob it here to a Jordan Vogel. Vogel to the basket. He goes. The shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. A traveling violation. Traveling violation on Vogel. That's going to be the third turnover on the Dort here in the first half of play. Reinwald comes in. Chuck Ferguson is going to come to the bench now for Hastings. The Broncos have an 8-point lead over Dort, 40-32. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this first half. Brady Lohman brings it across the midcourt stripe. Lohman comes over to Tobin Reinwald, who hands the ball away. Back to Lohman, back door. They try to get it to Reinwald, and the ball's going to be deflected. Ball's brought out of there by Cliff Warner. Fourth turnover on Hastings. Cliff Warner comes back quickly at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Vogel. His shot's going to be partially deflected by Marvin. The ball brought out of there by Reinwald. Now to Lohman down the near sideline. They get it to Bacon. He drives for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Great job on the transition there by Hastings. And a foul is going to go on Cliff Warner. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Dane Bacon to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bacon had 13 points the last time these two teams played in that meeting up in Sioux Center. He has not scored so far tonight. His first free throw is coming up there, and the shot is in and out, and it falls off the left side, no good. Severs comes back in now for Dort. Flynn comes back in for Hastings. 40-32, the Broncos have an 8-point lead. Hastings fighting for their playoff lives here down the stretch. Currently in 10th place in the GPAC. Top 8 teams out of the conference qualified for the postseason tournament. Second shot by Bacon is going to be no good, so the score remains at 40-32. Kapji with the ball now for Dort. Comes over to Warner. Gets it inside to Severs. He backs up. Tries to put a move on Flynn. Does. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. So Severs gets the field goal, and he has fouled the play here. They go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Flynn comes back out of the ball game. Here comes Zach Lena in there now. So Zach Lena comes in for the first time. 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. Shot from the free throw line good by Severs, so a 3-point play. The Hastings lead is now 5 points and 40 to 35. 2 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. They get it to Zach Lita on the high post. Flips it away now to Lohman, left side of the lane. Out to Tobin Reinwald, not Alex there. Back to Reinwald again, top of the key. Tobin moves it on the dribble to the left side, reverses the ball, gets it to Alex there. Now to Dane Bacon, now to Brady Lohman, 10 seconds on the shot clock. And now we got a whistle here as they brought the ball in the lane. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lina. We just checked in, and that's his first. 40 to 35 is the score. We got 90 seconds to play here as Dort comes back with the ball. Cliff Warner on the dribble here for the Broncos. He works against Alex there. Out on top, that's a Lindberg picked up by Reinwald of Hastings. The catchy now inside is Severs. His reverse layup up and in. Takes it right to the hole on a reverse layup. He's now got 7 points. It's 40 to 37. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Woolman, top of the key, moves over here to Thayer. Down to the baseline. Bounce pass goes to Lena. Left side of the lane, double team. Now a foul is going to be called. Ball was chipped away, but a foul is going to be called here on Cliff Warner. And that's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. 40 to 37. Dort trailing by 3. Down in the scorers table is going to be Wells. He will check in here. Brent Wells coming in. Coming out is going to be Dane Bacon. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Lohman will trigger things in for the Broncos. And now we've got a foul called here. That's going to be Chris Severs, a holding foul. On Dort, that's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the defender, so still no free throws here. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman looks. Lohman looks. Comes way out on top. Now to Reinwald. Hastings with a fresh shot clock here, so plenty of time. We're down to 30 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Reinwald here on the left sideline. Trying to get away. He's on the wing. Finally gets into the hands of Lohman out here in three-point territory. 40 to 37. Hastings with a three-point lead. Tobin Reinwald behind his screen. Moves it down to the baseline. Nice pass inside to Wells. He blows the layup, but a shot. But a foul is going to be called here on Dort. Wells misses the easy one, but he is fouled in the play. Nice pass by Reinwald into the hands of Brent Wells, the former Nebraska Cornhusker football player. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on T.J. Malone of Dort. That's going to be his first. So Wells to the line down for Hastings, a 54% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. 41-37. 41-37, Hastings has got the lead. As we'll have another shot coming up here from Wells. It's up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Catchy for Dort. Out of T.J. Malone as he comes into the forecourt. T.J. sends it across the top to Catchy. Catchy working. Bounce pass goes inside to Severs. Back to the basket. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot off the window and scores. Chris Severs now with 9 points in the ball game. Dort's back to within two. 41-39 with 25 seconds to play. Here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brady Lohman now with 20 seconds to go. Lohman is dribbling with the ball. Out in his face defensively is Walderstorff. Brady Lohman with the ball. Now with 10 seconds. Still out here in three-point territory. There's Wells back out to Lohman. Lohman on the dribble, moves it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Lena. Puts up a shot and scores. Zach Lena scores, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead over the number 5-ranked team in the country here at halftime. The score at the break is Hastings College 43, Dort 39. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned, know you buy your first name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes includes free checks and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College with a lead here at halftime. The score is 43-39. The Broncos have looked pretty good here in the first half. In fact, got out to a 5-0 lead in this ball game. Hastings built the lead up. In fact, had a 6-point lead at one point, 31-25, led by 8 points a couple of times at 38-30 and at 40-32. And Hastings with a 43-39 lead at halftime over the fifth-ranked team in the country, the Dort Defenders, here tonight. Tobin Reinwald has had a humongous first half of play, 17 points for Hastings in the first half. Trevor Waldersdorf is leading away for Dort. He has got 10 points, but Hastings with a lead here at halftime over Dort by a score of 43-39. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win over the Dort Defenders by a score of 67-58. As the Broncos improved to 17 wins and 8 losses on the season, now 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College assistant coach Kyle Spencer is going to join us here at halftime. And coach, a pretty solid performance for you guys again in this ball game. We talked about momentum, trying to build momentum during the pregame show tonight. And this is, a good win for you tonight, huh?
Well, at this point, every win's a good win. We had just come off a nice win at Midland. First road win in a while, and at this point, especially where we are in the standings, this week here is big for us as we prep for trying to make a run and getting into the national tournament and for the run in the GPAC tournament also.
Like we said, every one is important. You can ill afford to drop one down the stretch here. You got three very winnable games this week, and you guys need to make a run maybe this week, huh?
Yeah, this week is big, especially for ranking purposes. You know, the last week as we look to play, you know, some of the top teams in the country with Concordia and Morningside, you know, it's one of those things where we can't afford to look to next week as we prepare for Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday and then Mount Marty on Saturday. Nebraska Wesleyan, they can shoot the ball. They gave us some fits here at home earlier in the season. So, you know, we just simply can't afford to fall asleep and let someone like Nebraska Wesleyan take us out of contention late in the stretch.
And Hastings winning it in the women's ball game tonight, 67-58 over Dort. You had a 6-point lead at halftime, 29-23. You kind of let Dort back into the ball game in the second half. They came back to tie you at 34-34 with 16.5 minutes to go. And then you guys went on a little run, 17-5 run to pull out on top, 51-39. And we're ahead the rest of the way. So you let them back into the ball game, but you guys answered nicely there in the second half.
Yeah, it really did end up being a game of runs all the way throughout, and our bench stepped up big for us, which really has kind of been our nomer for the whole season. I think especially this year in the GPAC, one of our strengths compared to every other team is our depth. Our bench is very, very special in that we have a very complementary bench. And the kids that come off the bench have skill sets that other kids don't. So we can put in a certain combination and get a little bit of everything at any given time. And so we had Josie Scomp come in off the bench, had some big turnovers. And then Melissa Thompson coming in, forcing some more turnovers and getting some big rebounds. So really our bench came in and I think really pushed that run in the second half that helped us get on top and stay back on top.
Yeah, you mentioned the bench not necessarily coming in and scoring points, but they're doing the little things to kind of force the action there, especially in the second half tonight.
Our defense has been our staple, more so than our offense all year. And just, you know, like I said, the athleticism of our guards and even some of our small forwards, just that raw athleticism to come in and do those things that, you know, everybody in the stands and the box scores kind of overlooks, you know, those that pressure forcing, you know, they had some young guards on Dort's side, and to pressure them hard and kind of get them flustered and out of the flow and force them into some turnovers, you know, like I said, really changed the tides in that second half.
Dort, a team very tall, very lanky inside, that caused you a little bit of problems inside tonight, didn't it?
No, they did a great job in their little 2-3 zone. They packed it inside, and we've had some trouble with the zone all year, but with their exceptional length, you know, be able to get some arms and hands and feet in passing lanes, and in the vision of some of our smaller guards, you know, made it difficult for us to really go to, you know, our post game, which is our primary attack. So that gave us some fits, but, you know, our guards stepped up, and I think the penetration and some of the movement we had in their zone kind of started to spread them out and allowed things to get inside finally.
You got inside. Alicia Stadler coming up with 24 points in the ball game, had 12 rebounds. Now that's the type of game we like to see, isn't it?
To say it simply, Alicia's just very good. I mean, she's an All-American type player. You know, has great feet, footwork, great patience inside, and is just absolutely a workhorse as far as her strength. Knows how to get great position, and so you know she's one of those players where if you watch her in a game, you know, you'll look up at halftime and go, oh my gosh, she has 16 points, thinking, you know, she might have 6 or 8. And by the end of the game, oh, you know, she had a really nice game. Oh, she ends up having 22, just because it happens so, it's so within the flow of the game. Nothing for her is overly forced, which makes her an exceptional talent.
And another girl that played well, I thought, for you tonight, Kaylee Raggett, did a big three-pointer, I think, in the first half of the play. Ends up with 11 points in the ball game. She's another girl that just continues to come on for you guys, and each and every week seems like she's getting better.
Well, at the start of the year, you know, she wasn't much of a scorer. She really had her breakout game against Mount Marty. She put up 16. And she's one of those types of scorers where it's really within the flow of the game. You know, she's not just going to step on the floor and take somebody to the basket or create an opportunity. But with her height, especially at the four spot, you know, she's quicker than most of the people that guard her. So they have to sag off, and she has the ability to step in and make the read and shoot the ball if she can. And so which gives us a huge advantage in that position.
So Hastings again winning over the Dort defenders tonight, 67-58. This is going to be anything but an easy week. Like we said, you got another game coming up on Wednesday night in Lincoln, then another couple of days off before you go to Yankton, South Dakota on Saturday. So a tough week. How's the team get ready now? Like tomorrow, will we get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan, the scout and everything? Or
well, everything's going to be, you know, one game at a time. You know, right now, coach is at home watching, getting ready for Nebraska Wesleyan, putting together the scouting report. Because, like you said, at this point, you know, every game matters for conference standings, for national rankings, and so we have to prepare for Nebraska Wesleyan as if they're the number one team in the country. You know, that's how we have to prep for them, so they become priority one. So tomorrow it's going to be all Nebraska Wesleyan, prepping everything for them to beat them, to take advantage of them. You know, and then once we take care of business, then we can start thinking about the next one. But like I said, right now, you know, even though we're only, you know, an hour past, you know, beating Dort, you know, everybody's mind's Nebraska Wesleyan.
That's the Wednesday game, and then we play the Saturday game at a place where we've had some tough goes up there in the Yankton at Mount Marty. So it's not going to be easy this week, but we, like we said earlier, three very winnable games that kind of get on a roll and get ready for that final week of the regular season.
And you know, you say this week's winnable games. You know, for us, really, they are all winnable games, even though we, you know, new rankings came out. Concordia is now the number two team in the nation. And, you know, Morningside, I think, number five now. And, you know, we're the type of team to where if we can fit all the pieces together, you know, we can beat anybody. And, you know, we've seen we've played well against the top teams all year long. And so, you know, it's just a matter of preparing day in and day out for, you know, that next game, that next scouting report has to be there and has to be right. And so we'll take, like I said, we'll take care of business Wednesday and then go one day and one day and one day at a time.
Obviously, winning the conference championship is out of the mix, but right now you guys just trying to maneuver in the seedings and hopefully get in the top four of the conference. That'll give you a home game to get things started for that GPAC tournament. And once you get in, you know, anything can happen. Isn't that right?
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're, like I said, we're really – prepping for, even though we're prepping for the next game, everything's big picture. You know, we understand where we are within the conference, within the country. We know what we're capable of. And so I think everybody's on the same page. And, you know, it's kind of a catch in that, you know, we're preparing for the next game and one day at a time. But it's the same token. You know, everything's big picture. We know what the goal is, and we know what we're after, and that's getting to the national tournament and making a run.
All right, so the next game is coming up for Hastings on Wednesday in Lincoln. We will see you there, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Yep, Kyle Spencer, he's the assistant coach for Jeff Dittman for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, Hastings winning tonight 67-58 over Dort. Alicia Stadler picking up a big game tonight, 24 points and 12 rebounds for Hastings College. We're at halftime of the men's ball game. Hastings with a lead over the fifth-ranked team in the country, the Dort Defenders, 43-39. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half in 1 minute.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings with a lead over Dort here at halftime. The score is 43-39. In the first half, Hastings ended up shooting 60% from the floor. They were 18 out of 30 in that first half. Dort was 48%. They were 14 out of 29. Hastings hit 5 out of 9 on three-pointers for 55%. Dort was 3 out of 6 for 50%. Hastings 2 out of 5 on free throws for 40%. Dort was 8 out of 9 for 88%. Rebounds, Hastings winning that war 15-12. The offensive rebounds were tied up at 5 apiece. The Broncos had just 6 turnovers officially in that first half of play. Dort had 4. The Broncos came up with 4 blocked shots in the first half and 2 steals. Dort had no blocked shots and 3 steals. Hastings was led in the first half by Tobin Reinwald. He scored 17 points in the ballgame. Reinwald had 5 field goals, had 2 three-pointers, finishes with 17 in the first half. He was also 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Other scores for Hastings, Brady Lohman, he hits a couple of threes, had a 2-pointer. He had 8 points. Jake Marvin had 4 field goals for 8 points. The other scores, we see Alex Thayer had a couple of field goals, 4 points. Brent Wells, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Charles Ferguson knocked down a 3 for his only points in the first half. And Zach Lena had a field goal for 2. Dort was led by Trevor Waldersdorf. He had 10 points in the first half, 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Chris Sievers had 9 points. He had 4 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the line. 7 points for Jordan Vogel on a couple of field goals. He was 3 out of 3 from the line. 6 points for Cliff Warner on 2 trays. The other scorers, Austin Katchy had 2 points. Sean Kaiser had 3. Tyler Waldersdorf had 2 points. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. It is Hastings 43, Dort 39. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Yes. All right, the Broncos will have the opening possession of the second half. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here in half number 2. Hastings trying to pull one off here tonight, battling for their playoff hopes here tonight. Here's Brady Lohman driving the ball down to the baseline. The pass comes over here in the corner. Dane Bacon back outside to Marvin. Marvin hands it away. Now the ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called on Marvin. Marvin picks up his second personal foul. So Dort will play things in. Here in backcourt. So Austin Katchy Getting a start here for Dort in the second half of play to Warner. Now to Waldersdorf out here at the top of the key. They moved over to Cliff Warner again. His shot from just inside the ring. It's up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, picked up by Waldersdorf. He goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Trevor Waldersdorf gets the offensive board and the putback. It's 43-41. Hastings with a two-point lead. Brady Lohman out of Brent Wells to Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the left side. Tobin had 17 points in the first half. Marvin now to Lohman here on the right side. There's a feed, goes inside now. Brent Wells spins one way, then the other. Shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled into play. And Wells will go to the free throw line for two shots. Austin Kapchi picking up the personal foul for Dort. That's going to be his first team foul on the defenders. Going to the free throw line will be Wells of Hastings, a 54% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings hitting only 4 out of 10 free throws. Check that, 2 out of 5 free throws in the first half for 40%. They're the league's top free throw shooting team at 75%. Next shot is up there. It's good by Wells. It's now a 45-41 ball game. Hastings leading by 4 points. Lindbergh with the ball now for Dort. Waldersdorf at the top of the key. Now to Warner. Bounce pass goes inside. Spinning. Going for the basket. His shot is up and in. Jordan Vogel scoring there as they got in the ball. Vogel now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 45-43. Reinwald in the wing. Angles toward the goal. Is running one-hander. Is good. Tobin Reinwald scores again for Hastings. Reinwald now with 19 in the ballgame, 47-43. Hastings with a four-point lead. There's a Lindbergh with the ball down the near sideline to Waldersdorf. Out on top, Warner for three. Shot rims off, no good. Offensive rebound to Lindbergh. Lindbergh now to Warner in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled into play. Cliff Warner gets the field goal, and he is fouled into play here. As a personal foul is going to be whistled on Bacon, that's going to be his second. So now Cliff Warner goes to the free throw line to try to convert on a three-point play here for Dortz. Warner, a 5'11" junior out of Altoona, Iowa. He's averaging 13 points per ball game. He's got 8 already in this ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Dort now 9 out of 10 on free throws here in the ball game, 47-46. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball. They got to keep the pressure on Dort here. Their offense is going to continue to work here. Tobin Reinwald to the near sideline. They get it to Bacon, now to Tobin. Tobin out here in three-point territory. Woolman has got it. Now to Marvin. Now to Brady Woolman. Hops it into the lane. Here's a feed down in the corner to Wells. Back outside. They overthrow Bacon, but right into the hands of Marvin. 8 seconds in the shot clock. Reinwald drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made. Now the ball knocked loose. Picked up by Bacon. Now to Reinwald. The shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores after the turnover from a Jordan backcourt. That's the fifth turnover on the defenders. And Hastings out to a three-point lead again. 49-46. There's Kapchi with the ball, right side of the lane to get it to Jordan Vogel. Out to Kapchi on the wing, back to Vogel on the baseline, puts up a shot over Marvin and hits it. Jordan Vogel scoring, he's got 8 points in the ball game, 49-48. Reinwald back the other way, he drives and he's going to be fouled in a play. Reinwald takes it right to the hole there for Hastings and he's fouled in a play here. Personal is going to go on Jordan Vogel, that's going to be his second. So Reinwald to the line here for the Broncos. 21 points in the ball game. For Tobin, he had just 10 points in that first meeting up in Sioux Center. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It misses. No good. Off of the right side, Tobin will have one more. 49-48. Hastings with a one-point lead. Reinwald will have one more here for the Broncos. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's 50-48. Now Dort can pull ahead here with a three-point goal. Kapchi comes back the other way. For the defenders into the offensive zone. Waldersdorf now to Warner. Behind the screen, Warner pulls up at the elbow, sends it out on the baseline. The Vogel back out to Cliff Warner. Sends it back inside to Vogel. Spins in the lane, dumps it away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Tyler Waldersdorf, who just checked back in there. That's 6 turnovers now in Dort. Hastings with the ball now in a 2-point lead, 50-48. As we approach the 17-minute mark here in the ballgame. Brady Lohman across the midcourt stripe goes to Marvin on the high post. Flips it away to Lohman for a three. Shot good. Brady Lohman nails the three ball there for Hastings. It's now 53-48. Hastings with a 5-point lead. There's a pass going inside. Grabbing the ball is Vogel and his son is up and in. Pass came in from Austin Kapchi on the wing and Vogel scores easily. 53-50. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos back with the ball. Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Tobin dribbles once out to Marvin, lobs it down low. Wells grabs it, goes up, shoots and scores. Wells was double-teamed down there. A lot of company down deep in the the lane, and Brent Wells goes up for the field goal. 55-50. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's a Tyler Waldestorf getting away from Reinwald. Lobs it down in the corner. That's a Katsi with the ball. Circles around into the lane. Now to a Jordan Vogel. Down on the baseline left side to Tyler Waldestorf. Out to Katsi again. Katsi moves it over in the wing on the right side to Waldestorf. He drives for the basket. His shot good. Trevor Waldestorf scoring there for Dort. He's now getting 14 points in the ball game. Here comes Hastings back the other way, and the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a three-point lead, 55-52. Brady Lohman will inbound. Lohman gets it here to Wells, and he's going to be hitting down. He goes. A foul here is going to be called on Austin Katsi of Dort. That's going to be his second. So it's going to be Wells going to the free throw line here for Hastings. We've got a tick under 16 minutes to play here in the ball game, 55-52. And now they're going to say this one occurred before the shot, so no free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman will trigger things in. Brady looks. Comes to Tobin Reinwald out here on the near sideline behind the screen. Tobin moves it down in the corner. Now circles around, takes it to the free throw line, stops there. Gets it away to a Bacon, now to Lohman on the wing. Comes back out to Dane Bacon, now to Tobin Reinwald, right sideline. Bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted and taken right back by Wells. Wells jump pass down in the corner. Lohman, he drives the baseline. Jump pass inside, we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to be on Lohman on that charge as he took it from the left corner toward the goal, and he gets hit with the offensive charging foul. I think that was a Waldestorf that he knocked down there underneath the hole. 55-52 is the score. 15:37 to play. Here comes Ferguson into the ball game now. Reinwald will come to the bench for Hastings. So they're mopping up down there where they had the collision underneath the hole. And now we're set to go as Dort will play things in. Hastings applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Here comes Dort with the ball. That's a Lindberg. Lindberg pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Sean Kaiser. Puts a man in the air. Tries to shuffle the ball away. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Flynn. He gets the ball here to the near sideline to Woolman. As he dribbles behind his back, takes it to the elbow. Left side, shot up and in. Brady Woolman now with 13 points in the ball game. Hastings with a five-point lead. 57-52. Dort coming back with a basketball. Cliff Warner brings it into the offensive zone, takes it to the right sideline, reverses the ball, gets it out here to the top of the key to Lindberg. Lindberg to Kaiser, drops it off inside to Severs. Waldestorf, now to Warner, shot for three, and up there it's good. Cliff Warner nails the three ball there for Dort from the right side. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and now we got a timeout. A timeout from Dort, 14 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's Hastings 57, Dort 55.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be at the Patriots Gym. Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central tomorrow night. Girls game begins at 6 o'clock with the boys at 7:45. Pre-game show at 5:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Wednesday night will be in Lincoln. Hastings College in Nebraska, Wesleyan. Airtime will be at 5:45 with the women's game at 6. The guys will follow at 8 o'clock. Thursday, we'll have basketball action for you as well. Friday, basketball action. Saturday, more basketball. Be on the road, the Broncos on the Saturday as well up in Yankton, South Dakota. So a busy week for us with high school and college basketball, and you'll hear all the exciting action here on 1230 KHAS. 57-55, Hastings with a two-point lead. Ferguson with the ball. Comes into the forecourt against Waldestorf. Gets it down to Flynn. Flynn takes it down to the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket and scores. Dylan Flynn gets his first field goal in the ball game. 59-55. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's a Cliff Warner now into the forecourt. Comes over here on the near side. That's going to be Lindbergh. Sends it inside. They get it to Kaiser. Back out to Waldersdorf. To Kaiser. Now to Cliff Warner. Still beyond the three-point circle. Picked up by Bacon. Bounce pass goes inside to Severs. And no way. And his little hook shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Bound for the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. Ferguson has got the ball for Hastings. To Dane Bacon out of Lohman. Lohman comes into the forecourt. Drives it toward the goal. And his shot is up there. It's good. And it won't count. It won't count here. A foul on the way in. That's going to go on Sean Kaiser. That's going to be his first. So a non-shooting foul here. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 59-55. Hastings with a four-point lead. Woolman will play things in for the Broncos. Looking. Finally gets it into Flynn. Flynn takes off. Goes to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try is good. Brent Wells goes up for the tap. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, and Hastings back out to a six-point lead. 61-55. Hastings led by as many as eight in the first half, and here's a collision right here at the 10-second line. It's going to go on Ferguson. Giles Ferguson picks up his third personal foul as Lundberg was bringing the ball up there for Dort. Bacon comes out. Here comes Alex Thayer back in. Lohman's going to check out. Reinwald comes back into the ballgame. 61-55. Hastings with the lead. Here's Dort with the basketball. Driving it. They give it away to Warner out here for three. A shot good. Cliff Warner buries another tray. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame. Nine already here in the second half. 61-58. Hastings with a three-point lead. Ferguson drives it down the left side of the lane. Now stops. Gets it into the hands of Reinwald. Now to Alex Thayer. Dort is still in the man-to-man defense there. Goes over to Brent Wells on the wing, spins at the elbow, trying to drive it down the left side of the lane, can't do it. Gives it up now to Reinwald. Reinwald down in the corner to Brent Wells, back out to Tobin. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tobin with the ball. He drives it toward the goal. He stops, puts a move on, puts it up there, left-handed, a shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Kyle Lindbergh with the ball now for Dort. Right-handed dribble as he hustles back the other way. He drives it, sends it over on the right side to Jordan Vogel, out to Cliff Warner. Hastings up by 3 points here, 61-58. Cliff Warner for three. His shot is up there. It's good again. Wow. Cliff Warner now with 18 in the ballgame. We're tied up at 61 points apiece after the Broncos had a six-point lead. Cliff Warner has erased that single-handedly here for Dort. 61-61. Now with 12:40 to play here in the ballgame. Alex Thayer has got it for the Broncos. Now to Flynn. Flynn right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Brent Wells here on the near sideline. Wells circling around, takes it over to Ferguson. He drives inside, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Ferguson. Puts his shoulder down and tries to drive it toward the goal there, and Ferguson picks up his fourth personal foul for Hastings. So four fouls now in Ferguson. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos here in the second half of play. So now Dort has a chance to pull ahead here. 12 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings and Dort tied up at 61 points apiece. The Broncos have led this baby most of the way. Hastings got out to a 5-0 lead in the ball game tonight. Dort has tied it up a couple of times. They had a lead back there at 25-23, but Hastings immediately came down and got a 3-point play on the deal to retake the lead. That was the last time Dort had the advantage in this ball game. Way back there at 25-23, 8 minutes and some change left in the first half. Now Dort has a chance to pull ahead here. 61-61 is the score. Warner has got it. Goes over on the right sideline now to a catchy. Entry pass deflected away. It's picked back up here by Jordan Vogel. Out to Warner for three. A shot this time is going to be short. The rebound comes out of Hastings. That's Alex Thayer with a rebound. Alex runs her back the other way behind the screen. Gives it away to Flynn. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson puts it on the floor. Dribbles over to the left side. Goes over to Thayer. He drives a shot good and he's fouled to play. Basket counts. The basket counts there by Alex Thayer. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Dort. That's going to go on who? That's going to go on Jordan Vogel. That's going to be his third. So the basket counts by Thayer. And now they're going to give the ball to Hastings after the shot here. So the Broncos will get the ball. That's the fifth team foul on Dort. So it occurred after the shot. Alex Thayer's bucket counts. He's now got 6 points. Flynn has now got it for Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead, 63-61. Ryan Wald, his shot from 10, won't go. Rebound comes out here. Waldersdorf grabs it. Another foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called on Ferguson. That's going to be five personal fouls now on Charles Ferguson. He's out of the ballgame with 11:33 left. 11:33 remaining. Charles Ferguson is out of the ballgame now with 3 points. So it's 63-61 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead over Dort. Ferguson is going to be out of the ballgame. Lance taking all the time here. As he looks to the bench, remember, Hastings is playing without one of their guards in Nate Olson, who is out probably for the rest of the season with a dislocated kneecap. Coming into the ballgame is going to be Wells now, so it's going to be Thayer and Wells, and Woolman's going to be out there with Tobin Reinwald and Dylan Flynn. 63-61, Hastings with a 2-point lead. There's a Cliff Warner with the ball now for Dort. Comes over here on the wing to Waldersdorf. Sent to the Chris Sievers, left side of the lane, bounces. The ball sends it out on top to Waldersdorf. Now right sideline, lost out of bounds. Austin Kapchi takes his eyes off of the ball and loses out of bounds. He's now, they got 8 turnovers in the ball game now. And the Broncos will play things in off of the far sideline. 11-18 left in the ballgame, 63-61. Hastings with a 2-point lead. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer hustles into the forecourt. His pass deflected, but is picked up here by Reinwald. Now to Brady Lohman in the lane. Bounce pass down low to Flynn. He goes up for the stuff. It's going to be blocked by Sievers. Picked up by Thayer. Gets it back out here to Lohman. Now to Reinwald. Reinwald, dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Hastings College there. 10:55 to play in the ballgame. 63-61. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Dort will play things in. Bringing the ball up is going to be Tyler Waldersdorf against Wells of Hastings. Feed comes over here to a Cliff Warner. He's on the hot hand tonight. 18 points, including 12 here in the second half. Sievers at the top of the key, picked up by Flynn. Sievers goes to Trevor Waldersdorf. Now to Cliff Warner. Warner lobs it inside to Sievers. Bounce pass to Waldersdorf. Left side, his shot is up there. It's no good. He misses from point blank range, and the rebound comes out to Hastings. That's going to be Reinwald. Gets it away to Alex Thayer. Now to Tobin into the forecourt. Right-handed dribble. Tobin Reinwald hands it away. Brady Lohman. Now to Alex Thayer in the wing. Feed comes inside to Dylan Flynn. There's a pass to Wells, and Wells is called for the steps. Wells is going to go up for the shot there. He's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Broncos still have a 2-point lead, 63-61. 10:16 to play here in the ballgame. The Broncos led at halftime, 43-39. Good ball game here tonight with the fifth-ranked team in the nation, the Dort Defenders out of Sioux Center, Iowa, in here tonight. Hastings still under man-to-man defense. Cliff Warner has got it out on top to Akachi at the wing on the right side. Back out to Warner. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's a Waldersdorf. He takes off into the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul whistled on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. So Tobin picks up his first personal foul. Waldersdorf to the free throw line now for Dort. 64% foul shooter in the season. He's 2 out of 2 so far tonight. The number 5 score in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. His shot is up there. It's good. He's averaging 15.5 in the season. He's got 15 tonight. 63-62. Hastings leading by 1 point in this one. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. The Defenders want to call a timeout here. 9 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. We are tied to score. Hastings 63, Dort 63.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Dort Defenders have lost only 3 games all season long. They lost to Briarcliff back on December the 17th in Sioux City, 88-83. They lost to Fremont against Midland University on January the 14th, 76-71. And they lost in Lincoln to Nebraska Wesleyan, 95-84. Since that Wesleyan loss, they picked up three wins over Morningside, Briarcliff, and Northwestern. Now they're on the road here tonight. And Hastings, with the exception of about 30 seconds of this ballgame, has led the entire way. We're now tied at 63 points apiece. And the Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here's Brady Lohman. He'll bring things up. Gives it away to Brent Wells. Wells over here on the wing on the right side. Stops and now reverses the ball to Alex Thayer. Now to Lohman. Free throw line extended left side. Lohman back out to Wells. Rather to Thayer. There's Flynn. There's Brent Wells to Flynn. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's in. Dylan Flynn hits the jumper from the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. The Broncos go back out on top. 65-63, 9.5 to play here in the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex. Waldersdorf has got the ball here for Dort. Waldersdorf working against Tobin Reinwald. There's Tyler Waldersdorf down in the corner to Catchy. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wells of Hastings. That's the ninth turnover on Dort in the ballgame. Wells gets the ball now to Lohman. Lohman on the near side to Alex Thayer. Now to Lohman to Reinwald. Down in the corner, Wells has got it. Now to Reinwald to Alex Thayer. There inside the free throw circle. Gives it up to Wells. He drives the ball toward the goal. The ball tipped away. Scramble is on. Wells comes up with it. It's still loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Crashing into the scorer's table down here was Capci for the Dort defenders. And Hastings will play things in here with 12 seconds left in the shot clock. 8:49 remaining in the ballgame. The Broncos lead Dort by the score of 65-63. There's Brady Lohman with the ball, top of the key, sends it here on the near side. Alex there, now inside to Flynn. His left-handed hook shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells, and now we got a foul call down here on the baseline as he tried to send a pass back out on top. Personal foul whistled on the defenders. That's the sixth team foul. It's going to go on Warner. That's going to be his third. So six team fouls now on Dort. Hastings has got seven here in the second half. Lohman will play things in. For the Broncos, comes out here to Alex Thayer. Alex gives the ball back to Lohman here on the near sideline. Picked up by Warner. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles down in the corner and flips it down there to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald moves to his right on the dribble. Comes out to Brent Wells now. Alex Thayer on the wing on the right side of the lane. Top of the key, there's Wells. Now to Thayer again. He'll reset the offense. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Alex Thayer on the dribble. Thayer sends it on the high post now to Flynn. Flynn puts a man in the air, puts it up there left-handed. A shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets the rebound there for the Dort defenders. 65-63. Here's Warner, fakes the three, backs up, now fires it up there. A shot, good. Cliff Warner again throws up the three ball. He's got 21 in the ball game. 66-65. 7:48 to play. Here's Reinwald. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Hastings by Wells. He gets it out to the free throw line to Flynn. He drives toward the goal and he draws a personal foul. And Flynn will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. A foul here is going to be called on Chris Sievers. That's going to be his second. So Dort has got their second lead of the ball game here at 66-65 with 7 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings has a chance to reclaim the lead here with Dylan Flynn. Flynn looks at the basket. He has not shot a free throw tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. He's a 69% foul shooter in the season. As Dylan Flynn gets the field goal, we're tied up at 66 points apiece. Sievers comes out. Waldersdorf comes out now for the defenders. Jordan Vogel comes back in there for Dort. One of the players. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we are tied up now at 66 points apiece. As Dort comes back the other way with the basketball, Tyler Waldersdorf has got the ball now to Warner. Warner on the right sideline. He's going to drive the ball toward the goal. Dishes it away down here to Sean Kaiser, who's back into the ball game. Kaiser moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Kaiser now to Jordan Vogel. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Vogel comes out to Cliff Warner. We're tied at 66 points apiece. There's a Lindbergh with the ball. Hands it away to Warner. Warner gets away, throws up a 15-footer. That shot's going to be short. Rebound is loose. It's on the floor. It comes rolling out here. Lohman grabs it. It's loose. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings got the ball. Last touched over there by Waldersdorf of Dort. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Marvin. Coming out will be Dylan Flynn. 7 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings 66, 66. You're going to have to wipe up again over there on the far sideline. Boy, a physical and tough basketball game here tonight. Everything that we've expected out of the fifth-ranked team in the country, the Dort Defenders. Hastings has got the ball, trying to maintain their composure here in a tight basketball game. There's Braden Woolman out here in three-point territory. Dort is in a man-to-man defense here in this possession. High post, they get it to Marvin. Outside to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled on a play. Dane Bacon hits the three ball from left of the circle, and he is fouled on the play here. Bacon has a chance at a four-point play. 69-66, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. A personal foul goes over on Tyler Waldersdorf of Dort, so a chance at a four-point play when we come back. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It is Hastings 69, Dort 66.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Dort beat Hastings College earlier this season, 98-77 in Sioux Center. That was right after the first of the year. And now Dort has come to Hastings and fighting for their lives here tonight. 69-66 is the score. The Broncos have a three-point lead. Dane Bacon will be at the free throw line to try to convert on this four-point play. This would be a huge win for Hastings College, needless to say. As Hastings tries to battle their way back into a possible playoff run here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, currently sitting in 10th place in the conference. Top eight teams qualify for the postseason tournament here in a couple of weeks. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Dane Bacon. He's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line, so Hastings has a three-point lead, 69-66. Dort with the ball. Cliff Warner comes back into the forecourt. He's got 21 points so far tonight. They feed it inside to Jordan Vogel. His shot off the baseline, good. Jordan Vogel scoring there, a short jumper. A little hook shot down there. A jump hook. 15 points in the ball game now for Jordan Vogel. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. A turnover on Hastings, running back the other way. Waldersdorf, now to Warner. Back outside to Kaiser for three. Shot good. John Kaiser buries a three-pointer just like that. Dort goes out on top now. 71-69. 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play. So Hastings commits the turnover down here, and the results in a big three-point play at the other end. 71-69, Dort leading by two. Hastings with the ball. Brent Wells, now to Reinwald. Reinwald gets it away. Now to Dane Bacon. Over to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Kaiser. Kaiser now to Cliff Warner. Warner down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble here for the Dort defenders. He pulls up over there on the right side. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Kaiser. Now to Warner again. So plenty of time. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, Kaiser. His pass down below is going to be tipped. It's going to be picked up in the lane. There's a shot taken by Vogel. No good. Offensive rebound, Waldersdorf. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. That ball was tipped, and it deflects off with the glass. And Dort came down with it. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Tyler Waldersdorf. A personal foul is whistled on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Tyler Waldersdorf to the free throw line here. He's got 2 points tonight from the line. His shot is up there, and the shot good. Waldersdorf will have one more. Trevor Waldersdorf is down at the scorer's table. He will check in the next opportunity. Tyler's next shot is up there. The shot is good, so he buries a couple of free throws. So here comes Trevor Waldersdorf back in. Severs will come in. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Dort. 73-69 with 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Flynn's going to come into the ball game now. Wells will come to the bench. So Hastings is down by 4 points now. Broncos have the ball as we approach the 5-minute mark here in the ball game. Brady Woolman comes over to Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side behind a screen from Flynn. They try to get it to Flynn, but instead out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. They tried to pick and roll, and that attempted pass was blocked, so Reinwald goes over to Bacon, who throws up the three. That would not go. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Sean Kaiser for Dort. That's going to be his second. To the line for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. They'll get one more. This is a 1-and-1 situation. That's the 9th team foul in Dort. The next foul will send Hastings to the line for the double bonus here. 73-70. Broncos down by 3 points with 5:07 to play in the ball game. Next shot is up there. That one rattles around and down through the hole. Wanted to jump out of there. Did not. It goes down through the cylinder. 73-71 is the score now. It's a 2-point lead for the Dort defenders. There's a Trevor Waldersdorf. He gets it across the 10-second line to Vogel. Down to Warner. Warner out here. Out in 3-point territory. Lohman is right in his face defensively. Over on the right side, that's Waldersdorf, the All-American from a season ago. Back outside to Warner. Bounce pass goes inside to Severs. He backs up. Bounce pass to the free throw line to Waldersdorf. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Severs has the rebound. Severs dribbles out of there for Dort. Gets away to Waldersdorf. They get a fresh shot clock here with 4.5 minutes to play. It's Dort 73, Hastings 71. Warner has got the ball on the wing on the right side. They get it to Kaiser. Now inside, a stuff by Jordan Vogel, and a foul is going to be called. Jordan Vogel gets the stuff there for Dort. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul goes on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his third. So Dort now with a 4-point lead here. It's 75-71. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line. Vogel looks up there. The shot is up. It's good. He's now 4 of 4 from the stripe. Vogel's got 18 points. 76-71 now. Dort has got the lead with 4:20 to play here in this basketball game. Here's a steal now by Warner. Warner heads back the other way. The shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled in a play by Flynn. So Dylan Flynn commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So the Broncos with some mistakes down the stretch here. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Dort 76, Hastings 71.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Dort is out on top of Hastings 76-71. Broncos led 43-39 at halftime. Hastings open up a 6-point lead in the second half at 61-55. Dort comes back to tie it up. At 61, we were tied up at 63, tied up at 66. And now Dort is out on top by 5 points here at 76-71. The Broncos with some crucial mistakes offensively in the last couple of possessions. Still plenty of time up there, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Cliff Warner is going to go to the free throw line here for Dort. He has got 21 points in the ballgame for the defenders. 15 of those have come here in the second half. Warner's shot is up there, and the shot good. He's the third-best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 85%. Here comes Wells back into the ball game. Marvin will come to the bench now for Hastings College. So Warner will have another free throw toss here for the defenders. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's a 77-71 ball game, a 6-point lead now for Dort. Their biggest lead of the ball game. Ryan Walder's got it. Now to Bacon. Bacon here on the right sideline. Comes out into 3-point territory. Sends it down to Wells. His entry pass is going to be over the head of Flynn. But a foul is going to be called. A pushing foul from behind is going to go on Severs. So Chris Severs picks up the personal foul now for Dort. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the defenders here in the second half of play. And Flynn will go to the free throw line. Pass was high and went over the head of Dylan Flynn. But a pushing foul from behind on Severs. And Flynn goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They will get one more. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. Dane Bacon will come to the bench. 3 minutes and 59 seconds to play in game 77-71. Dort has got a six-point lead. Shot is up there from Flynn. It's good. It's one out of two from the free throw line. 77-72 now. A five-point lead for the defenders. Sean Kaiser with the ball here in backcourt to Waldersdorf. Hastings applying some pressure back here. Kaiser has got it now. Kaiser near sideline to Cliff Warner. Gets it across the midcourt stripe to Waldersdorf. Now to Warner. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. 3:44 to play in the ball game. Here's Kaiser. Bounce pass goes inside. The ball intercepted, but a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Wells as he slipped it around there and got the interception, but also picks up the personal foul. The third foul on Wells. That's going to send Jordan Vogel to the free throw line for Dort. 10 fouls plus now on the Broncos. Jordan Vogel to the free throw line. He's got 18 points tonight. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here as he looks up there. Jordan Vogel's shot is up. It is good. He will get one more. Now it's 78-72. Here comes Bacon back into the ball game. Alex Thayer will come out. A six-point lead now for Dort as Jordan Vogel will have one more free throw. It's up there. And the shot is around the rim, and it falls off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. So 78-72. Here come the Broncos now. Brady Lohman into the forecourt here on the near side behind a screen from Flynn. They get the ball over here to Ryan Wald. Bounce pass goes back inside to Dylan Flynn. He works in the lane. Puts up a left-handed hook shot. It's up there. No good. Rebound Wells. His follow shot. No good. Rebound Dylan Flynn. He goes back up. No, he's going to come back out on the wing. A shot is up there by Lohman. It's going to be no good. Rebound Wells again. Wells gets it out to Tobin Ryan Wald at the free throw line. He spins away. Gets it away down to Wells. Down in the corner to Brady Lohman. So Hastings with another opportunity right here. Lohman working against Warner. Takes the ball into the lane. Bounce pass goes to the far side. Reinwald for three. Shot good. Reinwald now with 25. Hastings back to within 3 points at 78-75. A great job by the Broncos on the offensive boards right there. In particular, Brent Wells. He comes up with a couple of big rebounds there, and Hastings is back to within 3 points as Tobin Reinwald hits the three ball for the Broncos. It's 78-75, 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Kaiser has got it on the wing on the right side, sends it inside to big old Chris Severs, and a pushing foul from behind. A pushing foul here is going to be called on Wells of Hastings. Brent Wells doing everything he can to hold Severs out of there. Wells has given away 50, 75 pounds there at least. As a big old Chris Severs will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. The shot good. 79-75 is the score now. Dort has got the lead. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Chris Severs at 6'7" goes back to the free throw line. The junior from Huxley, Iowa. His shot is good. Severs hits a pair of free throws, and now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders with a five-point lead here with 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the ball game is Dort 80, Hastings 75.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
Hastings College women's basketball team won earlier tonight over Dort by a score of 67-58. Alicia Stadler, 24 points, 12 rebounds for the Broncos. Kaylee Raggett also had a good ball game, had 11 points, a couple of rebounds, a steal. Hastings winning over Dort tonight, 67-58. The Bronco men trying to upset the fifth-ranked team in the country here tonight, the Dort defenders out of Sioux Center, Iowa. 80-75 is the score. Dort has got the lead with 2:31 to play. Tobin Reinwald will play things in here in backcourt. And Dort will apply some pressure back here as well. Brady Lohman will bring things up against Cliff Warner. Lohman on the dribble, left-handed, brings it into the offensive zone, brings it to the near sideline now. Stops, goes on a high post to Wells, down to Flynn, driving down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled! Dylan Flynn gets the field goal, and he is fouled on a play here Dylan Flynn will go back to the free throw line for Hastings. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Vogel of Dort. So it's going to be Flynn to the free throw line here for Hastings. It's 80-77. The Broncos within 3 points. Dylan Flynn will have a free throw. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. A personal foul is going to be called on Brent Wells. Wells ends up on the seat of his pants down there underneath the hole. And he's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the fifth foul on Brent Wells. And he fouls out of the ball game now with 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play. So he becomes the second Bronco to foul out. Charles Ferguson was ousted at the 11:33 mark. So Brent Wells has done a great job of the boards here tonight. As a foul out of the ball game, he ends with 7 points. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jordan Vogel. Dane Bacon's going to come in now for the Broncos. Vogel will have two shots here. His shot is up. It's good. It's now 81-77, a 4-point lead. Dort out on top by four, 81-77, 2:16 to play. Vogel will have one more as he toes the mark here. His shot is up there, and the shot is good, so he drains a couple of free throws. He's now got 21 in the ballgame, 82-77. Hastings down by 5 points, 2:13 to play. Lohman comes back to the offensive zone. Behind a screen from Flynn, bounce pass goes to Reinwald. Reinwald nearly lost the ball. He gets it to Brady Lohman again. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Flynn to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Reinwald now with 27 points in the ballgame, 82-79. Hastings trailing by 3 points. A minute and 50 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh gets it down to the free throw line to Walderstorff. Drives it down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Severs. He goes up. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. The basket counts here. The personal foul is called on Reinwald. Severs gets the field goal to go down. Severs now with 13 points in the ball game. He will go to the free throw line now to try to make this a 3-point play. Dort is down to a 5-point lead now at 84-79. Severs will toe the mark. He's a 67% foul shooter on the season. So Chris Severs to the stripe here for the defenders. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Dort doing a good job from the free throw line here late in the ballgame. 85-79. Hastings down by 6 points again. Here comes Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer now to Tobin Reinwald, now to Lohman. Hastings down by six, 85-79. Lohman with the ball. Out here in 3 points there. That's where he's going to drive the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. He banks one home. Brady Lohman now with 15. 85-81. The Broncos need the ball here. Here's a Cliff Warner running back the other way for Dort. Warner with a minute and 16 seconds to play. He's got it in the offensive scoring zone. Warner takes it to the right sideline. Picked up there by Alex Thera of Hastings. Bounce pass goes to Severs. Back on top, Walderstorff. Left side to Lindbergh. They get it to Severs again. He goes up with stuff and he's fouling the play. Chris Severs goes up with his stuff and he is fouling the play. Severs now is 16 in the ballgame. The foul goes here on Hastings. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his third. So now it's 87-81 with a minute and 1 second to play. Severs back to the free throw line for Dort to try to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Severs now with 17. Dort wants to call a timeout. 1 minute and 1 second to play here in this one. Is now Dort 88, Hastings 81.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS has been a dandy so far. Hastings had the lead at halftime, 43-39. Had the lead into the second half. Last time we were tied up was back there at 66 points apiece with 7.5 minutes remaining. Dort has now got a 7-point lead at 88-81. So 61 seconds to play. Hastings will come back with the ball. Alex Thayer has got it. Alex Thayer drives it all the way to the baseline. Stops there. Comes out to Bacon. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Warner. Warner has got it now for Dort. And he calls a timeout here in backcourt. Cliff Warner calls the timeout. And now Dort will bring something up the floor here as Hastings will be attacking back here with 47.6 seconds to play. So we got another timeout. 47.6 seconds to play in the ballgame. Dort trying to hold off the upset bid from Hastings. It's the Defenders 88, the Broncos 81.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Waldo Storff will inbound the ball here for Dort. Gets it in to Cliff Warner, and he's immediately fouled on a play here in backcourt. So Cliff Warner, the third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, will go to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders with 46.5 seconds to play. Personal foul is whistled on Reinwald. That's going to be his third. So Cliff Warner to the free throw line, 2 out of 3 so far tonight from the line. He'll have 2 shots here. First one is up there. It's no good. Lindberg comes in for Dort. Coming in for Hastings will be Bacon and Drew Danielson. So it's 88-81 with 46.5 seconds to play. They're in the basketball game. Cliff Warner will toe the mark here for another shot. It's up there. This one is going to be around the rim and down through the hole. Bounces on the back iron and goes down through the hole. 89-81 now. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. Woolman has got it. Goes inside to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Flynn has got it. Flynn comes back out here to Reinwald for 3. Shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound to Lindberg. And he's going to be fouling the play. So the Broncos missing some shots down here. And now a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. And we walk to the other end of the floor for 2 more shots. This foul goes on Drew Danielson. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line now for Dort is going to be Kyle Lindberg. 67% foul shooter in the season. He has not shot a free throw tonight. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Lindberg had 18 points the last time these two teams played in Sioux Center. That's his first point of the night tonight. It's now 90-81. Lindbergh's next shot is up there. It is good. 91-81. Dort with a 10-point lead. Hastings comes back with the basketball. There's a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald grinds it out left side of the lane, down in the corner to Danielson. His shot for 3 is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes out of Jordan Vogel for Dome, or rather for Dort. Now to a Cliff Warner. Warner hustles into the forecourt with 15 seconds to play, and the upset bid is going to come up short here tonight. Hastings is down by 10 points here as they just dribble with the ball just across the 10-second line. Cliff Warner holds the ball now with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. This one is over as the Dort defenders, ranked number 5 in the country, hold off Hastings College here tonight by 10 points. The final score, it was Dort 91, Hastings 81. So the Broncos in real trouble now as they try to work themselves back into position to get into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Hastings falls to 5 wins and 11 losses in the conference. Are now 11-15 on the season. Dort improves to 23-3 after this one. They're now 14-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Dort 91, Hastings 81. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College dropping one tonight to Dort by the score of 91-81. Broncos got out to an 8-point lead in the first half at 38-30, also at 40-32. Led by 4 points at halftime, 43-39. Hastings out to a 6-point lead in the second half at 61-55. Then Dort came back. They tied it up at 61, tied up at 63, tied up at 66 with 7.5 minutes to play. Then Dort took control of the ball game from that point on. Dort got out to eventually a 6-point lead at 77-71, also 6 points at 78-72, led by 7 with 101 remaining at 88-81, and they hit some free throws down the stretch. And Dort wins it tonight by 10 points, the final of 91-81. Cliff Warner scores 23 points in the ball game for Dort. Jordan Vogel at 21. Chris Severs had 17 points. Trevor Waldersdorf had 16. The other scores for Dort: Austin Kathche had 2 points. Sean Kaiser had 6. Kyle Lindberg had 2 points. Tyler Waldersdorf had 4. Hastings College tonight led by Tobin Reinwald. He had 27 points in the basketball game tonight. Brady Lohman contributes 15. Dylan Flynn had 10 points. So Hastings had 3 guys score in double figures tonight. Alex Thayer had 6. Brent Wells had 7. He fouls out with 2:16 to play. Charles Ferguson had 3. He fouls out with 11:33 to play. Dane Bacon ends up with 3 points. Jake Marvin had 8. Zach Lena had 2 points. Hastings ended up shooting 53% for the ball game tonight. They were 32 out of 60. The Dort defenders 29 out of 53 for 54.7%. The Broncos 8 out of 18 on 3-pointers for 44%. Dort was 8 out of 13 for 61%. The Broncos 9 out of 17 on free throws for 52%. Dort was 25 out of 29 for 86%. The Broncos out-rebounding Dort 28-27, including 12-10 on the offensive end. Hastings had a total of 12 turnovers in the ball game. Dort had 9. Hastings with 4 block shots and 5 steals. Dort had no block shots and 5 steals. Dort wins it tonight over Hastings College in men's basketball. Final score of 91-81. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College women's basketball team victorious tonight, 67-58. The Hastings College men dropping one to Dort tonight by a score of 91-81. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, two players scoring double figures for the Hastings College women. Alicia Stadler, 24 points in the ball game. Kaylee Raggett had 11 points. Brittany Wong also had a good ball game tonight, and she scores 8 and had a couple of assists for the Broncos. For the Hastings College men, Tobin Reinwald, 27 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Brady Lohman had 15, and Dylan Flynn had 10. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team tonight will be Alicia Stadler. She had a double-double tonight. Stadler had 24 points and 12 rebounds. She hit 8 out of 14 from the field, 8 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight, grabs 12 rebounds, 6 on offense, 6 on defense, 24 points, had 3 assists, and also had 2 block shots and a steal. She played 30 out of the 40 minutes tonight for head coach Jeff Dittman as Hastings College beat Dort tonight by a score of 67-58. For the Hastings College men, the guy playing his fanny off in this ball game tonight, Tobin Reinwald, 27 points in the ball game. Reinwald was 11 out of 18 from the field, 3 out of 4 on three-pointers, 2 out of 3 from the free-throw line tonight, grabs 4 rebounds, has 27 points in the ball game, 2 assists, 3 block shots, and 1 steal as he played 35 out of the 40 minutes for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So again, Tobin Reinwald and Alicia Stadler are players of the game tonight. The Hastings College women beating Dort 67-58. Hastings College men dropping a 91-81 decision to the defenders. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
We're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lance Creech is making his way back out of the locker room, but back on the floor. A disappointing loss tonight to the Dort defenders, losing by a score of 91-81 tonight after leading at halftime by a score of 43-39. In fact, the Broncos led it for most of the way here tonight. Dort finally tying it up for the last time at the 7:35 mark of the second half, and they go on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 91-81. And Coach, thanks for joining us in the post game. You guys gave it a shot here tonight. Did just about everything right down to the last couple of minutes of the ball game. What was the difference?
I thought we competed. I thought we did a lot of things pretty well. I thought we rebounded the ball pretty well. Given the circumstances, I thought we took care of the basketball pretty well for as high of a scoring game as it was. Unfortunately, one of the things that we do best of anybody in the conference or even in the country, for that matter, we were very poor with tonight, and that's shooting free throws. And you know, we had our opportunities throughout the course of the game to push that to a double-digit lead there in the first half. We're up 8 with a good shooter at the foul line, and we just can't convert. So, you know, those are the plays that seem to continue to plague us, Mike, and I'm not really sure what we do about those situations right now.
Hastings hitting 52% from the line, a team that is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in shooting free throws on the season. We're sitting at 75%. So missed some opportunities there to add some points on the scoreboard. Last couple of minutes of the ball game, I thought we got away from what we were doing offensively. Did we?
Well, I don't know if it was so much if we got away from it as they took us away from it. You know, I mean, they're the fourth-ranked team in the country for a reason. And, you know, you got to credit them. I mean, you've got to really understand in this league, even teams that are middle of the pack or teams that are maybe not that good have a chance to win each and every night. So when you've got a chance against a team like Dort, who's obviously one of the best teams in our conference, but in the country, when you've got a chance in the first half to get situations where maybe you can put them in a tougher position to make a comeback, I thought one of the biggest things I thought to start the second half is we go turnover. They come down, shoot, offensive rebound, and a putback. You know, so obviously they played a lot more aggressively in the second half than we did, and it started from the very get-go.
Sievers, the big kid inside, kind of took it to the goal late in the ball game. He got to the free throw line, got several rebounds. He was the difference, I thought, in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the contest.
Yeah, he really was. You know, he's a load. When they put two bigs, you know, they make it very difficult for you. The floor because we're just not accustomed to playing that way, and they do a lot with switching a lot of down screens and ball screens. You know, they give you just enough space that you can't get by it, but you know, enough to where you can step up and contest the basket or contest the shot too. So I credit Dort. You know, I mean, like I said, I don't want to take anything away from our kids as far as an effort. I thought our physical effort was pretty good, but I just thought the mental thing, you know, the mental focus there with about 5 to go, we really.
It was Towen Ryanwald, 27 points again in the basketball game here tonight for Hastings. Brady Lohman, 15. Both of those guys played their families off in the basketball game here tonight. Unfortunately, came up a little short here tonight.
Yeah, you know, and again, Tobin, you know, he's as tough of a matchup as there is in this conference. And, you know, I was really proud of Brady. I thought he really performed well. I thought he made a lot of great plays in clutch situations. And you know, we've just got to continue to find that third and fourth score right now that maybe we had early on in the season, and we just haven't able to find those guys.
Dylan Flynn, a pretty aggressive night tonight. Brent Wells did a great job rebounding the ball until he fouled out. He gave up some huge rebounds late.
Yeah, he did, you know, and now that's something that we've had a little bit of luck with early on, and is having Brett rebound like that. Now the key is to see if he can do it 2 days in a row, you know, 2 games in a row. So, again, yeah, great effort on Wellesley's part. I thought he was kind of all over the place and really kept us in it at crucial times.
So 91-81, Hastings College drops this one tonight to the Dort Defenders, an upset bid, stymied late in the ball game. And now Hastings gets ready. Not much rest here, Coach. You got to Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we'll probably cut both these scores in half on that game. So we've got to find a way to win a rock fight on Wednesday night, because we've just got to get something going forward here. We've had four tough games against the four best teams in our league, you know, and it's been a tough go of it right now. But, you know, I think the kids, if nothing else, we can, and I know it's lip service right now, but that's really about all we have to hang our hat on. And we've just got to continue to fight through this thing and take a little bit of a moral victory and see if we can't get something done on Wednesday night.
Okay, we'll see if we can.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one to Dort by the score of 91-81. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Tomorrow night, we'll have high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Adams Central as the two crosstown rivals to get together. It'll be a 6 o'clock start for the girls' ball game tomorrow night, 7:45 at Adams Central. Pregame show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Wednesday, back on the road with the Broncos, will be in Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys, on the air with the pregame show with Jeff Dittman at 5:45 on Wednesday afternoon. So again, the Hastings College women knock off Dort tonight, 67-58. Hastings College men coming up short tonight as they lose to Dort by a score of 91-81. Now to wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight, for my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing her a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.